Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
Now, you're very welcome back. We got this email in from a listener and I would love to know what you think about it. It says, "Hi, Kira. I just wanted to tell you the reaction I have had since I turned my hair from brown to blonde. From the second I changed my hair colour, I became visible in everyone's eyes. People are friendlier. Both men and women are much more polite to me, and way more men are holding doors and saying hello than when I had brown hair. I can genuinely say I'm loving the attention and I can't wait to go and see what a night out is like. And I'm going to do that soon. But no one has actually noticed or remarked that I have changed my hair colour. None of my friends have commented on it. None of my friends have said if they like it or not. And none of my friends had said anything. So that does that mean that they're laughing at me behind my back? I have long hair, so it's definitely not unnoticeable. I'm actually beginning to wonder if it's not nice and the colour doesn't suit me. Do people just see blonde and think differently? Are friends afraid to comment because they feel they can't be honest, as in say nothing if you've nothing good to say? I don't really care because it's lovely not being invisible anymore, but has anyone else been through this?" And it's unsigned, and that's fair enough. So we're asking you guys, have you similar experience with this? Have you changed your appearance in some way? And did people's behaviour change towards you as a consequence? Did you lose weight or gain weight, or, you know, change your hair colour, or what did you do and how did people react? And what do you make of the fact that the emailer's friends have said nothing at all? I find that quite peculiar. A very, very close friend of mine changed her hair from sort of a browny red to blonde about a year ago. And we all commented because she looked fabulous. Now, I also think browny red is a lovely hair colour. I have no, you know, but it just suited her. And myself and all our group of friends were all like, "Oh my God, you should, you like, it's really nice." It would have been very weird for her to have completely changed her hair colour and not one of us pass a comment about it. That'd be as strange as hell. But anyway, what do you think about all of that? I would love to hear from you. And is it true, lads? Is it just old fashioned blondes have more fun? 53106, let me know what you think.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
Loads of people are texting and emailing and stuff. Someone says, "Kira, about that hair colour, girl, I feel different types of people treated me differently when I went blonde a few years ago too. And then when I went dark, both of them in positive ways. I can't put my finger on exactly what it was. I sometimes wonder, was I giving off different vibes? Or maybe I was conscious of it when I first went blonde versus brunette and vice versa." That's interesting. Maybe it isn't other people's reaction. Maybe you feel something in terms of confident. Another one, "Kira, I was a natural blonde when I was younger, but I did go brown in my late 20s. I certainly noticed the difference in men's reactions to me. I didn't get as much unwanted attention, but I also got less chivalry, which I didn't mind, but it was curious to note. Now my hair is darker and some of my grey is showing, and I'm even less visible than I was in my 20s or my 30s. I love it, but I do notice many, although not all men, don't notice me. Not just in an attractive way, but in a professional situation too. I have to work harder sometimes to be respected. It sorts the chaff from the wheat, and I am happier now anyway. Never had problems with my friends though, and it might sound vain, but I think it is worth addressing with her friends. Ask them why they have not commented." It's very strange. And Aisling's on the line too. Aisling, what would you say to our newly blonde emailer?
Well, Kira, my own experience was I had long brown hair. It following chemo, I ended up with black stroke grey hair.
Okay.
And I kept it short.
Okay.
I suppose when my hair started falling out, I took control, got it shaved. And I just, it was a conscious decision to keep it short. I'm in my mid-40s. All my friends commented that I looked so much better with it and it suited me and please not to let it grow.
Okay.
But the thing that shocked me was my brother-in-law and also a close friend's husband were horrified I was keeping my hair short. And not only short, but that I wasn't going to colour it to hide the greys. And they
Where
had
they?
No they had no problems letting me know this straight to my face, and did not in any shape or form attempt to hide their pure horror and shock.
And what did they say to you?
"Surely you're going to colour it if you're keeping it that short." And just total disbelief that I had no intentions of doing so, and that really, after being through what I'd been through, it wasn't really top of my list. And felt that I definitely, that was it. She doesn't care how she looks. She doesn't care about herself anymore. And she's, I suppose, classically let herself go.
Okay. I'm trying to get my head around this. Was it well intended in any way? As in, were they saying to you, "Ah, look, you know, you're our pal, or you're our sister-in-law, or you're whatever. You're you know, we're close to you, so we can talk to you honestly and openly. And we don't think that you look as attractive in some way. And we're trying to give you a heads up so that you." Was there some good intention behind? I'm not sure how to dress that up to make it a good intention. But you know what I mean. Was it kind of well intended, or were they just being not nice about it?
You know, I don't even think they thought they weren't being not nice. I think they just do what some people do and seem to think that they're entitled to say what they want without how the other person feels.
So they're just offering their opinion whether it's unwelcome or not.
The word butch was brought into the conversation.
I just recovered from cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd lost your hair to chemo and you had somebody described you as butch.
Oh, yeah. Would you not be afraid? People might think, and you're suddenly sitting there thinking, actually, no, I didn't care when people saw me bald. It didn't bother me.
But good
just
Lord.
As well, I didn't.
I can only imagine, dare I say it, that it, for a lot of women, right, who had gone through chemo, Aisling, and lost their hair and things, for someone, and for a lot of women, because I've spoken to many women about it, and they go through chemo and they lose their breasts sometimes, or they, you know, they've gone through all sorts of things, but the losing of the hair is often a very bitter blow to people, because, you know, a lot of people like having their hair a certain way or whatever, and it affects how they feel about themselves. And for someone to turn around to them then, when they've lost it through chemotherapy, they haven't been had a choice in the matter, to hear, oh, you look butch, it must be horrific for some people.
Just as well I have thick skin is all I would say.
Well, you know, and we were talking about that earlier, how thick is any of our skin really?
Yeah, and perhaps it would maybe because it was just too off everybody else, you know, just they did openly comment on it, and that's fine, but it was normally in a complimentary sense.
Good Lord.
But you'd wonder if more and more people maybe piled on the criticism, how you'd feel about it then. I don't know. Thankfully, that didn't happen.
Look, you know, I think you do you. You wear your hair whatever hell way you want. And I hope you're well and feel good about yourself. That's what all I would want for anybody.
I just think people should, as long as you're not hurting somebody.
Yeah, but maybe some people were hurting you, in fairness, and maybe they should think on that a little bit. But look, Aisling, the very best of luck. Thank you for speaking to us.
No problem. Take care, Kira.
I do appreciate it. 53106. Hear what Aisling said. She lost her hair after chemo. She went from having long brown hair to short, kind of black and grey hair. Didn't want to dye it, didn't want to grow it, just that was where she was at. And anyway, people, we're not always nice to each other. I think we can do better. I really, really do. An email from Keith says, Kira, the woman who noticed a difference in how people react to her since changing her hair colour, could it be that she has more confidence and a more positive outlook? A boost in her self-esteem that is causing the positive reactions from people more than just simply the colour of her hair. I come at this from the opposite end. As a young man, I always had long blonde hair, and in my early 20s, I began to lose my hair. At 27, I had to accept the inevitable and shave my head. I lost a lot of confidence and positive self-image. I changed how I dress and even places I would socialise because of it. What I'm trying to get is, I look back now and I say that I reacted to my new look and it changed how I felt, and nobody else really cared about my hair or lack of. But how you feel about yourself inside and out can show on the outside. Very possibly true. Fair play, Keith. Very possibly true. He also goes on and says, I hope she enjoys her new look. Stuff the friends. And Stella is on the line. Stella, you were blonde for a while. Is that right? Was it different to when you had different hair colours?
Yeah, well, I am a redhead naturally. And I used to get attention, but I never thought about it. And then I went blonde, and everyone said, oh, blondes have more fun. And I thought, well, I haven't noticed any difference, you know. I certainly didn't notice any extra attention because I'd gone blonde. But when I went back to being red, I noticed the attention.
The attention came when you went,
fun.
Oh, really? Hilarious. Well, I don't know if it is hilarious, but actually, so, well, maybe, well, could it be not that reds have more fun? Could it just be that your red hair suited you? Like, a lot of us actually suit our natural hair colour,
that's
whether we realise it or not.
Yes, yeah, I think that's true. I think red suits me better, so that probably had a lot to do with it. And I remember going red, very red once, more red than I would have been naturally. And immediately, the attention was there, you know, went out at night. Somebody come over, chat starts chatting, and actually pointed out that, you know, he loved the colour of my hair.
Right.
Oh, so it was very strange.
You know, we have these conversations though, and sometimes they're a small bits, not snippy, but where it's sort of like, oh God, I can't believe people would be so shallow and treat you differently. But we all, the kind of heart wants what it wants in a way too, isn't it? There's things that, you know, I find attractive or you find attractive, and we don't always look into the heart and the soul of another person initially. We might fall in love with them for their character in the end, but exactly. Often the first thing that we do notice about somebody is their appearance, and that's natural. That's just sexual attraction.
Yeah, that's true. And I do think what one of your callers said is true, that if you are feeling good about yourself, then you will get that reflect back, you know, on the attention you receive. If you're not feeling good, you won't display that confidence.
No, I agree. I think we carry ourselves differently depending on how we feel. And when we're kind of strutting our stuff feeling great, that probably gets attention too. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Thank you for that, Stella. And Teresa's on the line as well in Limerick. Teresa, am I right in hearing that you hated when you were blonde? Is that right?
I absolutely hated being blonde. I did it when I, back in 91, I was over in London. And the immediate reaction, I had taxi drivers creeping on me. I had people coming up to me on the tube and on the bus, which, you know, it's London. Nobody bothers you on the tube usually. And after about 6 weeks, I finally dyed it back. It was crap.
So are you saying that in the eyes of certain people, you were possibly more attractive as a blonde, but that you didn't like the unwanted attention that you were there? It was like, hey love,
constant.
How's it going all the time?
Yeah, constant unwanted attention. But also, I was treated differently. I went to a party at a friend's house, and her roommate, who had known me for a year and a half, didn't recognize me. We had both done science in college, have great discussions. As soon as I came in as a blonde, I was automatically relegated to someone you can only have a single syllable conversation with.
Oh, as if you were thick. Is that
yes,
part of this too?
Absolutely.
That I have heard the expression, and I've never really understood, because I'm sure there was no correlation between being blonde and being unintelligent whatsoever. But people kind of go, oh, you're having a blonde moment, as if, well, now you're
absolutely.
What is that about?
Oh my God, I don't know. I did read that the reason people go for blonder people is because they think they look younger because your hair darkens as you get older. So maybe they think you're a bit stupider because you're younger or more naive.
I don't know either. I find that very strange. Because, I mean, there's zero correlation. I'm pretty confident of that. Do you know what I mean? Between intellect and the colour of your hair. I don't...
Absolutely.
In fact, people who think that are probably thick. So there's a kind of an irony in that, isn't there?
Absolutely. I have a very beautiful blonde sister, and she can't walk down the street without random people going, stop and going, do you want to go for coffee? You know, she can't sit in a pub.
And it's annoying.
So, very annoying.
Interesting. You know? Interesting. And what colour, if dare I ask you before I let you go, what colour is your hair now?
My hair is dark brown with grey streaks because I decided I am 50 odd. I'm a crone now. I don't care.
Fair enough. Well, fair enough. And are you happy with your hair? Have you noticed people react to you differently in any way because of it?
I have noticed a lot of girls my age going, you can't leave your hair grey. You can't be streaked. Because am I letting the side down, or is it making them feel bad about...
Mad.
They're still dying. I don't know.
We're desperately conformist, aren't we? That's what I think. Like, oh, you have your hair and it is brown and there's some grey in it. Oh, no, you can't do that. Well, you can do whatever the hell you want, in fairness.
Well, absolutely. I did dye it for a couple of years because my sister came over. A different sister came over from England and went, you need to dye your hair. You look like a witch. And I was like, I thought I looked really cool.
Get away from family and their unfiltered remarks. I'm sure you do look really cool. I'm positive you do. And look, I think everyone should just do whatever the hell they want with their appearance, shouldn't they? I don't know why that's... I think it's a no-brainer. I don't know why that seems to be radical. But anyway, thank you for that. Loads of people have a view on this. Let me get to some of it. Neil says, could it be that the new hairdo makes her feel better about herself and friendlier and happier? I have no hair, so I am out of my element here. here, but start with yourself and see what has changed there before thinking people prefer blondes. Yep, I don't know. Derv says, Kira, I'm letting my dark hair go. It's natural grey. People are horrified. They say I'm letting myself go and that nobody will date me. Maybe they're right, but I can't be doing it with it anymore. And all the social pressure put on women to conform and have unnatural hair colours. Hashtag grey shaming. Is there such a thing? I think there probably is, considering what our last caller said. And Deb says, so the lighter your hair colour, the more people interact with us. I'm off to buy a bottle of blacker than black hair dye. And another one, Kira, in relation to hair colour, I dyed my hair blonde for 12 years. I got quite a lot of attention from men. Once I changed my hair to brown, the attention I got lessened a lot, but I was told I looked more intelligent with brown hair. Ah, lads, we're really stupid on this, aren't we? That you're more intelligent because you've got brown hair. Like, you're not. I have brown hair. I've also been blonde and I've been red. I just wasn't in the media when I was blonde or red, but I've been every colour, really. And I had the exact same intelligence as I would imagine most people do, as I had with all the other hair colours. Another one, Kira, over the years, my weight has fluctuated and I most certainly have noticed people treating me differently in a less favourable way when I'm slightly overweight. I also went from blonde to red a few years ago and I noticed a distinct difference in the way I was treated by men. More outward assumptions were made about my personality. Things like, oh, you're a typical fiery redhead, if I voiced an opinion. Funny, as my natural colour is mousy brown. Women tend to be more complimentary. It's amazing how we are judged by our weight and our hair colour. Yeah, it totally is. But also, all those stereotypes. Blondes are hotter and stupid. Brown-haired people are less hot and more intelligent. And redheads are fiery. Listen, we haven't evolved very far. And Charmaine is on the line. Charmaine, what do you have to say on all of this?
Well, since I was about 19, my hair started going grey, and I spent years colouring it black.
Yeah, yeah.
So I decided for my 40th birthday I was going to just cut my hair short and let it go grey. And I did that, and I grew it into a little bob.
Okay.
And from the day that I got my hair dyed, that I just left it not dyed, it had just worked wonders for me. I never got so much male attention as I did because I was just so comfortable in myself and so confident.
This is great. So you're saying you went grey and your attractiveness quotient went up. Is that right?
Absolutely.
I love
3 years after I went grey, I met my husband. And he has only ever known me as being grey. And I remember when I was getting married, so many people said, oh, God, you can't go up the aisle with grey hair because you're so young and you should dye it. And I didn't. I said, gosh, if I walked up the aisle with blonde hair, he wouldn't know who I was. And the same applies for work. Everybody at work admired it so much and still do to this day. And I think it has given me a far more professional look than when I used to dye it every 3 or 4 weeks and things. I'm very happy with
you. You sound to me, and I like it, and I mean that entirely. You sound to me, Charmaine, like you're confident, though. You sound to me like you're a woman. Go, you know what? I don't need to dye my hair. I'm cool in my own skin. And there is something, actually think there is probably very little. Blonde, brown, red, you name it, there's probably very little as attractive as confidence. We all want it. Women want it in men want it in women. And it's a lovely quality to have if you have it. Do you think that that's why people, when you were confident enough to go grey, it was a manifestation of your confidence, and that's why you're an attractive person? Yeah, your worth.
Yeah, I just felt very happy in myself, yeah. And this is who I am, and I was just happy. I didn't have to worry about spending time and money at the hairdressers, and especially as I wasn't getting any enjoyment out of it anymore. It just did nothing for me anymore. Yeah. It was a job that had to be done, you know, that I just thought...
I like it. I would love people to feel as you do. I would love people to feel that they can be confident in their own skin and own their own sense of worth and attractiveness and not have to conform. I hate those people who have come on and... No, not those people, but the people who have said that it's been said to them, oh God, you couldn't go grey. You couldn't do that to yourself. I hate the people saying that to somebody. I think it's dreadful to say that to anybody.
Well, what I have found is so many people have come to me, so many of my colleagues and my friends, and have, you know, either really tried to let their hair grow grey and succeeded and suits them so much.
Yeah.
And then there's one or two that tried and couldn't and didn't and went back dying again. But everybody says that anybody I know that has grey hair that has dyed it wished that they were confident enough yeah. to let it go
Look,
grey.
Thank you for that, Charmaine. Thank you for that indeed. 53106. We're not even talking about the colour of your hair. We're talking about people having to change their appearance, I suppose, to grow in confidence or how other people perceive them or react to them. Have you had that experience? Let's take a break.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
Now, loads on about hair colour. Hi, Kira. I'm growing old gracefully, which is spelt with a grey. And don't give two hoots what anyone else says. Dead right. And another one, Kira, my wife is a real redhead. And boy, is she fiery and mega intelligent. And I love it. I love it too. Good on you.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.